Inside the Beltway with Justin Duckham from Talk Radio News. I understand that he just won a trivia contest, and this isn't your run-of-the-mill, folks, trivia contest. This is National Press Club kind of stuff. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's it going? It's great to be here.
So, trivia at the National Press Club, what's that like? What kind of trivia questions are they asking there? Are they all politics?
You know, frankly, we got a lot of geography. We had one on food, but we really cleaned up in the movie and film section because we're all a bunch of nerds. We were the only table to realize that Highlander 2 and get the right title, which was The Quickening. And my weird knowledge of James Bond movies actually paid off for once, which is pretty exciting.
Oh, if you're a James Bond nut, so am I. When the new Bond comes out, we are having you on the show so we can go back and forth about the gadgets and the people. And there's, like, massive trivia where Bond is concerned. That's cool. Very good. All right, so three new polls were out today. Mayor's poll showing that Obama is ahead. I say this all the time, and I just talked to Jeff Holtzman the day before. My nickname is the Poll Princess, for what it's worth, because we always look at the polls, good, bad, or indifferent. So what are the new polls specifically spelling out for the Dems?
Well, these are good news for Obama. You know, we know that in Nevada he is leading by about 49 to 47%. We know that in New Hampshire, which is a swing state, we're always a swing state, of course, but in New Hampshire he is leading by about 7 points, 51 to 44%. And most surprisingly, he is leading by about 2 points in North Carolina, which was a state that Republicans had essentially put into their win column and was something that they were really banking on. And it shows that if this could really turn around so quickly, you know, all the states really are in play for Obama, even a lot of the ones that a lot of people just did not think were going to be likely, like Virginia.
Yeah. The other, and so we'll keep watching that because that keeps changing. We have, 40-some days before the election?
Yeah, I believe, you know, something like, I thought it was 53, because I think yesterday I said 54, but, you know, I can't do math on the spot.
You can do trivia, but not math. I love
exactly,
it. That's why
exactly.
You're a journalist. Journalists are awful at math. All right, RN, speaking of math, RNC voter fraud. This has been a hot-button issue this entire, election cycle, the campaigns talking about voter fraud, really the Republicans. So what's the scoop on that?
Exactly. You know, the Republicans were the party that were really pushing voter fraud legislation in Ohio, in Florida, in a lot of these swing states. And today they ended up having to fire a firm that they had hired because they had committed voter fraud and were being sued to the tune of several million dollars. This firm was led by a pretty veteran GOP pollster who had been, you know, in trouble in the past for shredding applications that had Democrats signed up for it. And this was sort of the same thing. They were applying fake names to the voter polls or to the voter registration people, and that is a clear-cut act of, you know, fraud. And it really is kind of interesting. What really comes to mind immediately is the Acorn scandal that happened in 2008, wherein some people were sort of signing up fake names, but they had never turned them in. In this situation, wherein those were never officially turned in, these ones were, which is a criminal act, you know, as opposed to something that is, you know, just plain stupid.
Yeah, just plain stupid. All right, we're going to talk about that more tonight. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Justin Duckham, it's been a delight. Remember, hold the date. A couple of days before that next Bond comes out, you and I toe-to-toe on Bond trivia.
I cannot wait.
Thanks, Justin. All right, so you heard what he said there. It's interesting what's rattling around in D.C. It really is the discussion, daily discussion, on what the polls are predicting. And, you know, every poll's different. We've been through this a zillion times. Maybe a slight exaggeration. Okay, a couple hundred times. Every week there's the poll of polls. There's the Wall Street Journal. There's Rasmussen and, you know, a handful of others. The polls ultimately aren't the final decider. It's the people. We hope it's the people. I wish we had more of a system that was weighted in favor of the popular vote, because the way the electoral vote is now, I think it gets a little sideways. And I would love it if it was wide open popular vote. Maybe someday we'll get that. There are a lot of people actually pushing for it, believe it or not. And I am absolutely one of them. I've looked at all sides of it. I've had the argument with a lot of different people. But I think it's the way to go, especially with the exploding population in certain areas. So the closest contest, though, before we dive away from the whole poll thing, is absolutely in Virginia. And I was analyzing this today, looking at the different polls, going back in my notebook and going back 6 months and looking at the primaries and what was happening in the conversations. Because remember, Obama and the others, that was what was part of in what was in play, rather, when the polls were being taken before there was a definitive Republican candidate. Well, in now, the critical final stages of this, it's a combination. You know, what is it that a Romney would have to do to topple an incumbent like Obama? And I've already talked about the numbers in the critical areas, the swing states. It has to have a big one, Florida and Ohio, really maybe two, and then take some of the states back from Obama that he won in 2008. So you look at ads. You look at the ads that are running now. They're softer, kinder, gentler Romney. It's a different tack than was taken before. And some of the ads are just focusing on an economic message that has been shut out completely because of all the controversy that's happened, all the misfires, the secret videotape and the 47% comment, the victims, when he talked about that, and that just keeps on living. It gets new life every day from the Democrats. So how do you distance yourself from those comments? The answer is just do the straight talk thing, or try that anyway. And it's a very positive spot, the one that I've seen now a couple of times. It's 30 seconds. He just looks into the camera, speaking very conversationally, claims that he's going to bolster the earnings for people who are in the middle income Americans, get them more dough, and ultimately, and this is his number, he's trying to own this number, 12 million jobs, that he knows how we can create 12 million jobs by the end of his first term. So he's dating it. He's saying, this is what I'm going to do, this is going to happen, it can happen at the end of my first term. So you think first term, that's 4 years. So 4 years, he says, 12 mil. And that's what the Republicans, I think, need. They need a change of course. They have to balance a bad week with a good week and campaign hard on that. And it's exactly what he's doing. We'll see if it ultimately works. Because the Obama campaign actually outspent Romney in a couple of the battleground areas to try to define what Romney's about. And that's what their push is. Okay, you want this guy, here's what you get with this guy. This is what you'll get if you elect Romney. The 47%, they're focusing on that 47%. Coming up the rest of the way here on America Tonight, you know, the NFL had its officials back. Wonder what that was like after a little bit of a layoff for them, although they did have secret practices when the replacements were doing the calling. We'll talk about that, plus the mailbag. Oh, we got tons of mail. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Listening to us in Connecticut says, hey, Delaney, did you catch the game tonight? How about those Ravens? Wow. How about those Ravens? Nobody put up any points in the first quarter. By the time you get to the halfway point, Baltimore's leading, but it's like 9-7. So in the end, 23-16. Now, I like the Ravens. I like Ray Rice. He's like a little machine, a running machine, and he went to Rutgers, and I had a chance to watch him play at Rutgers a bunch, and I knew he was going to make just a terrific transition into the pros, and he's perfect for Baltimore. But I didn't think it was any kind of an exciting game per se, and of course the storyline was all about the refs being back. I mean, the officials were the buzz. That was it. After this whole lockout thing. So the refs came back, and that was it for the replacements. They're back to their regular jobs. Oh, it was nice, but now I got to call those lingerie games and some of that Texas football. And not the Midland Odessa Permian kind of football. Not that kind of football. We're talking almost flag football. Seriously. They just didn't, they didn't have a lot of experience. So Roger Goodell was the bad guy or not in this whole thing. He decided to apologize to the fans for the performance of the replacement officials during the first 3 weeks of the season. He didn't really quite say it that way, phrase it that way. He's a little more politically correct, but he did talk about it. And I think the thing was the Monday night game especially, that's what everybody was buzzing about afterwards. In fact, here's Roger Goodell.
You never want to see a game end like that, and you never want to see a game end on a controversial play. In 32 years as a league employee, that's something you always would like to see avoided. But it happens in sports. Sports are imperfect, officiating is imperfect, life's imperfect. And that's why I think we all love sports. There was a real pressure, I think, for everyone to get the officials back on the field this weekend. I think everybody wanted, the officials wanted to get back on. And I believe we would have reached agreement this week, regardless of Monday night or Sunday night or the past weekend.
So, what I predicted would happen, and of course you knew that, the referees go on the field, and what happens? They get a standing ovation. The crowd goes wild for the refs. It shows you what they thought of the replacement referees. Yeah. Woo-hoo! Taking another bow.
Hey, can I come?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Sarah Palin was in the background there, too. So, again, it shows you how furious people were by the things that they were seeing on the field. If you stick around in our second hour, Steve Budin, the Buddha man, comes by to talk about football, and he has a completely different take on the referees. He says it's a bunch of nonsense and media hype. He blames it on the media and says that the replacement players would have gotten better. Would have gotten better. I disagree. I don't think so. I think that's a pipe dream. That wouldn't have happened. The best thing that could have happened did happen, and that's the fact that you know, the regular guys were back. Because you don't want, as much as we argue about calls, you know, sports is like politics. There's my team, your team, and the other team. My team, get it? Your team and the other team. Or the team we wish we all had. So, that's it. We can argue about the calls, but we don't want to have the game completely spoiled by the endings clearly going in the wrong direction. And that's just what Monday night symbolized, right? For sure. All right, let's jump to a couple of other things. I like to call this segment Odds and Ends because, you know, when I get on the air, I love doing this show, and I get totally psyched when I start to pay attention later in the day. You know, early I wake up and I'm talking to people and there's things that have been marinating and I'm trying to figure out some things in Washington, see if I can get somebody to give us a little inside dope. And then by the time we get to mid-afternoon, I start to see what other people are yammering about. And, you know, it's the media is kind of like lemmings. It's one after the other. Follow the bouncing ball, follow the bouncing ball, which is what the complaint is with so many people. And I think there are some great reporters out there, don't get me wrong. And even what people are calling mainstream media, there's some great mainstream media people that are not left of left or right of right. Because it goes to that you're either on that side or you're on the other side. But it is interesting to see how long it takes people to pick up certain stories that are just, man, they are just right there. This story is an obvious follow, and we followed it, and we've talked to people in Missouri about it. But Todd Akin, the pressure was so on his back to step away. Think a couple of days before the Republican National Convention, and Karl Rove, everybody was just, they're like, no way, he's not getting any money. They were going to get $5 million for their campaign. Poof. In an instant, that blew up in smoke because he went on some talk show, and a television talk show, and made those comments, the legitimate rape comments that were really just dogging him. Now things have changed. The pressure to get him out of the Senate, they've kind of eased up on that. He's getting some backing. He's getting some key endorsements. Rick Santorum was one of the guys that has been pushing for Aiken now. And he's not the only one. It seems like every other day, maybe they're watching the polls, every other day somebody jumps into the fray and says, you know, hey, you know, Todd Aiken stands for XYZ, and they don't really go in the direction of the comments that he made. So it shows that Claire McCaskill, the Democratic senator from Missouri, was in trouble, was definitely in trouble with a lot of the voters who didn't like her stand and her push for Obamacare. And now, with the, so many of the small businesses and whatnot, now have decided, you know, maybe she's not the right answer, even Democrats. But it's not up yet. I mean, it's absolutely not up, because they're neck and neck. A few weeks ago, he could have been dumped, he could have been out of the race, and then somebody else would have been in there. But and also the spending thing is so big. Missourians, I think, and I can tell by the callers we have from Missouri, like so many of us, you think, you know, the government is just spending way too recklessly. And Todd Aiken, as a congressman, that was his thing. So that's what the push is, and that's changed the narrative. So in the recent polls, McCaskill, if she has a lead, it's just barely single digits. And so this isn't an open and shut case. Now, she could still, certainly she still could take it, but isn't it interesting now that so many are jumping on the bandwagon? I mentioned Rick Santorum and Senator Jim DeMint, who has a political action committee, also has jumped in behind him, too. Newt Gingrich is actually out there campaigning for him. He's been out there with Aiken, so he's standing by him. And as it gets closer and they see how close he gets to her, I think more people will jump in. And the reason why is because it's all about numbers. It's not so much the ideology, it's about the numbers, the voting block. So if the Republicans can gain a few more seats, then they would control the Senate. And seemingly, if everything stays pretty much the same in the House, then they would have the House. So it would be Republican across the board with the legislature. And if Obama wins, you'd have a Democratic president, obviously, again. And if Romney somehow does the unbelievable and beats Barack Obama, then it's Republican across the board. I cannot wait to see what happens on Friday night. You know what I can't wait for? I can't wait to see if finally the body of Jimmy Hoffa is unearthed in Michigan. They're searching a Michigan driveway for Hoffa. We talked about this the other day, and this is serious. A lot of people, media types, are heading up there with satellite trucks to see if it's going to be Jimmy Hoffa. I mean, for goodness sake, he vanished 37 years ago. What's left of him might be enough to just put in, you know, a little doggy bag. I can't imagine there's much there, you know, but they're looking. They're looking.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. You took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Just baby, won't you look.
Yo, yo, everybody. How are you? In the nooks and crannies. Tired of talking about politics day after day and the polls and the stops along the way. Isn't it funny? And I guess it makes sense because you got to go to the key places. But every time Romney pops up somewhere in, let's say, Ohio, then you've got Obama in another part of Ohio, and never the two shall meet in the middle. And then they're in Virginia. Both of them are in Virginia. So it's like they're just a couple towns apart. Must be a nightmare for the Secret Service. You think they call each other up? Hey, what's your assignment? I mean, there's people that are assigned to the president, but securing an area, securing a city, and flying into an airport, that could make it pretty interesting when they're right behind each other or there at the same time and then dipping off, you know, jumping out at the same time as well. I haven't even spoken yet about Netanyahu because he got his moment in the sun at the United Nations, and we will jump to that definitely in the whole Israel question, you know, after this Benghazi attack and what happened there and the response afterwards and the fact that it was on September 11th, 11 years later. And to me, I think that clearly is what it was. Al-Qaeda had a mark. They had somebody inside that was going to help them. the person inside, helped them, told them what they needed, where they needed to be. Boom, they were there and turned it into a war zone on September 11th, coinciding perfectly with the idiot nut that released the Prophet Muhammad movie, so that that could be also blamed for that and start what became chaotic in Cairo. So Netanyahu, and I have something on the guy that did the film too. Netanyahu, after listening to Obama, after listening to Ahmadinejad, then Netanyahu gets his chance to jump up and address the United Nations. So during his speech, what was interesting is he did a little comparison, a little completion of Iran's nuclear enrichment program that is threatening, and I agree with him, the stability of the Middle East, the comfort of the United States and Europe, and pushed the people that were in the room and world leaders to draw a red line to prevent Iran from continuing on. I thought it was actually rather clever. It was a bomb. It just very easy to see. Final stage, drew the red line, showed where they were, said, 70%, 90% to say there is no more time to mess around with this. They are 70% there, well into the second stage. And by next summer, the way they're doing this, they'll have this finished and they'll move on to the final stage. And the reaction was interesting. Twitter was all about Netanyahu's drawing, mocking it, coming up with other angles to it. Then you had Jeffrey Goldberg from The Atlantic, if you've ever read The Atlantic, who just said, Netanyahu has no idea what he's doing. He just turned a serious issue into a joke with a bomb cartoon of what's happening in the Middle East. It's like Clint Eastwood's chair. I don't know. Is it like Clint Eastwood's chair? And then you had other people that said things like, apparently Netanyahu took a chart-making course from Paul Ryan. Or how about this? I didn't realize nuclear bombs looked like the bombs from Super Mario. And it did. I thought it looked like Spy versus Spy. You know how Spy versus Spy? Spy had the black, dark lines and the one white spy and the one darker spy. It kind of, the drawing reminded me of that. And other people were saying, couldn't he have gotten better clip art? And somebody else wrote, excuse me, Prime Minister Netanyahu, Wile E. Coyote called, he wants his bomb back. And it was nothing but just a mashup of smashing, talking smack about Netanyahu's drawing. And I don't know, I must have missed something. I thought, he's trying to say, you dummies. I thought he was trying to dumb it down and simplify it and say, here, duh, look at it. This is the simplest way I can show this to you. Just by showing you my crude little drawing that you're all making fun of. It was odd, and only in the sense that I've never seen anyone do that, to my knowledge, that I can remember, do anything like that when they got up, especially a world leader type, when they've gotten up. Usually they're very serious and stand there and then rail on whoever it is they're going to rail on or whatever the subject is. World peace, we need it now. The Middle East, it's going to explode. Whatever the hardcore lines they're trying to deliver with a couple of quotes sprinkled in. And this wasn't that kind of speech at all. I think he was pushing the fear button, and he was trying to dumb it down for people. That's all I think that was about, the drawing. But the tweets, I have to say, it did turn it into a joke, I guess, because the tweets were some of the funniest I've ever read. Twitter, in some ways, I don't get it. People tweet stupid things that I took the dog for a walk around the park, and I don't know. They're just not clever. The whole medium, the whole tweeting thing, short, to the point, and funny. Or something memorable. Or something that has happened during the day that you're catching on to and you have something profound to say. So there wasn't anything profound in Netanyahu's speech, but the fact that the red line was just mocked to death on Twitter, I don't know. I guess for people who aren't paying attention to what's happening in Iran, it called attention to it anyway. What can you say, right? I was thinking, what would my tweet be? I didn't have a tweet for it. All the good ones were taken. I wasn't that clever. I couldn't think of anything that hadn't been said already. Now, because I've talked about alligators so much on the show, in fact, just the other day I was mentioning, and I did a little check on this, that there's a guy in Tampa, Florida, who's got these baby alligators, like 50 of them, right? So the new thing is for kids' parties to take the baby alligators to the pool parties and throw them in the pool. Throw them in the pool. That's what we should do with the politicians. Whoever survives, you're elected, if you can survive the baby alligators. So after saying that and some parents complaining and nothing being done, and, you know, it's just now you pay $175, he comes to your party and throws the alligators in there, and the kids take pictures and swim with them. And then you have this crazy story where the cops are saying an alligator ripped off an older woman's arm in a Florida canal. Oh, I always think about that with those canals. It's awesome, I'm sure, to live off the canal. We have those pontoon boats and those speed boats. When I've been in Florida, I've seen a lot of those. But you wonder about these canals. So this canal, and this is in Leesburg, Florida, is four feet deep. That's it. It runs behind the mobile homes where this woman lived. And she was out there, and she went, she ended up in the water, and the alligator was there, and that was it. I mean, you know, the alligator saw her, and she's lucky. It sounds weird to say that. She's lucky it wasn't more than an arm, because this was one big sucker. And that, you know, they killed the alligator, because they end up doing a procedure on the animal, and they make sure they can try to figure out ways of how it ended up there. Well, I can tell you, it's water, and people are on their territory. So, and they say it's not uncommon. A teenager lost part of his arm to a gator in July, and this is creepy, an airboat captain lost a hand when he was feeding one in June. So, I don't know. The thing with the baby gators and the pool parties, you think it's a good idea? You know, would you, if your kid wanted gators in the pool for their party instead of one of those jumping things or trampolines or whatever, or a bowling party or a painting party, whatever is the cool new thing, or go to the ballpark, would you relent? I mean, would you, you know, have that gator party instead? So Jack takes a little swing at me. He says, sounds like Kate wants to buy a house on the Intercoastal. No. I don't want to take a chance with the gators. That would be me. I'd be in the backyard with the birds, flip over or something, or pull that pontoon boat out, and there you go. And Harmony says, I have a picture of me laying in the water. It was shallow, and behind me is a dark shadow of a small shark. Ooh. Yeah, that's scary, because you don't know what kind of shark was it. And in Florida, I mean, there's sharks. You know, I spent some time in a place called Crystal River, and it was gorgeous. And they have a neat place where you swim called Three Sisters, and they have the manatees that are down there. But somebody told me sometimes they have sharks that come into that area, and that was enough for me. I did my diving, and I was done. Really? Sharks? Boom! I'm out of here. All right, we're heading to the mailbag next. Hang with us.
We We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone, and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
In 1965, this was the sound. Put this is down. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a bag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
In just a minute, we're heading to the mailbag. One thing I didn't find among the snail mail were any comments about this woman who fell off a cliff while texting. Man, it has got to end. People, you have to walk with your head up. You have to look at your surroundings. Seriously. I would say someone's going to get hurt, but people are getting hurt each and every day. How does that happen? How do you fall off a cliff? That is frightening. This was in Kodiak, Alaska. So they to rescue her was something, right? There was an incoming tide. She fell 60 feet onto the rocks. She survived the fall. She's in a hospital. That's amazing. She slipped. She was texting on her phone. And she tried to toss, this gives you the clue. She tried to toss a cigarette butt over the cliff's edge. So she's texting. How are you? Oh, cool. I'll meet you at the bar. Uh-huh. Or whatever. Boom. No, you won't. Because then a tumbling down she went, and she was screaming. So somebody found her. They called the fire department. They rescued her. And, boy, she is lucky. She is lucky she is alive. And that's a lesson learned. I mean, come on. That's crazy. Smoking cigarettes. Ba-dum-bump. See, he is a clever man. Donovan Madsen, much more clever than I am. I'll have mine on the rocks. How about that? So, cigarettes, texting, and a slippery bluff. Not a good idea. Everything was stacked up against her. Oh, that's terrible. And the fact that she's not paralyzed or something worse, it's a miracle that that didn't happen. That is a big fall. And that someone found her, then with the whole Tide thing, wow. I wonder if she's going to start doing those commercials. Do not text and walk. Yeah, people can't do it. Multitasking, it's an art form. It's becoming a lost art form. All right, one thing that people still do for this show anyway is amazingly, seriously, great emails each and every day I check. Just great stuff. If you ever want to vent, you got something cool to share, you have a daily salute, something's happening in your area, you want to pound on your congressman or senator, but there's been so many switches, you turned off the switch, you don't know who it is anymore, send me an email, I'll tell you who it is. Or just have some dang good recipes for barbecue brisket or how to smoke venison or something else. I haven't had venison in so long. My uncle used to make venison jerky. I know everybody who hates meat and thinks it's terrible to kill deer, they're going to send me an email. So now you can do that. Go to americatonight.net. Without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ah, the mail is here. And you are sounding off on a couple of different things. How about this? This one from Whitey. That's a great nickname, isn't it? Whitey. Whitey says, hello, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, people in the North and in the South, and all the nooks and crannies that you are fond of. You know, I don't understand, and I heard you mention this the other day, what the deal was on Libya and the Benghazi slayings. Why did this turn into such a big deal? Is this the Republicans trying to push their agenda? And are they hoping people will be so upset by Libya that this will make them not vote for Obama? What do you think, Kate? Well, I've talked about this. I don't understand why the White House, what they just should have done. I mean, I'll say this again, probably for the third or fourth time on this show. I can hear the horses running around the studio. But what I would have just said, if I were the White House spokesperson, and of course you have to clear this with everybody, this is terrible. We feel for the Americans who were diplomats, who were career, military people, whatever, and we've contacted their relatives. It's a terrible day for the United States, for people who are trying to help the Libyan folks and whatever. But we have no clue. Although we would never use those words, we have no clue. We don't know at this time what exactly happened. But we've got people on the ground investigating. It looks like there's some possibilities here. And as soon as we know anything, we'll let you know. Boom. Let the reporters raise their hand a million times and just figure out the right thing to say to get the information in and then pump it out correctly. See, here's the problem. You can't label yourself. This is a problem that the Obama administration put on their own backs. You can't just boast about being transparent. I'm transparent. I'm transparent. I'm transparent. My administration is transparent. This administration is going to be transparent, unlike those other people, those Bush people. We're going to be transparent. That's what we're all about. And then, of course, they set themselves up for failure because he was never president. Then once he gets in the White House and didn't have a lot of political experience, he realizes, oh, I really can't be that transparent. Maybe we should have picked a different line. And that's what's come back to bite him. So the Libya thing, it looks like a cover-up. It looks like they had details and they didn't know, and what the whole thing about the spontaneity and pinning it on the flick, the 14-minute Prophet Muhammad rip session, that's, of course, that gets under people's skin. because clearly you have the anniversary of 9/11. You look at the footage of it, and what are you thinking? We're all amateur sleuths anyway now, because every TV show is about murder, mayhem, figuring it out, putting the clues together. So we all think we know something about it. It looked like it was an inside job, I thought, right away, the first night they were showing clips of it. Nobody said that, but it looked like somebody had obviously gotten them into the position where they could do the damage they did to the consulate. So, you know, that's the answer. The answer is I don't understand why they put themselves in that position in the first place, and it's dumb because they didn't need to be there. Why not just come out and say we're looking into it and here's what we believe happened, but geez, we don't really know. What are you going to do? Say, well, they said they didn't really know. They have the CIA, the FBI, and everybody else trying to figure out what it is. That's what you do. You investigate it. All right, here we go with this from Mo in California. Kate, I know you used to live in California. You've said you had a fondness for the people of California and friends that live there. Have your friends told you about all the bankruptcies? Yet another city is going down the tubes, a city I used to live in a very long time ago called Atwater. It's in the Central Valley. They're talking about a bankruptcy because they're in such dire straits. If that happens, do you know they'd be the fourth California city to file for municipal bankruptcy this year? California is not the place to live anymore unless you have a lot of money. My family's even thinking of moving. What do you think about Texas? Well, here's the thing. A lot of Californians are moving to Texas because it's cheaper and there's more bang for your buck, especially if you live in Los Angeles or San Francisco or one of those places. But even if you lived in the Central Valley, you probably could do better in Texas. And a lot of people don't like the whole state income tax thing, and you don't have that in Texas. And there are other states to move to, too, that are obviously cheaper than Cali. It's too bad because it is just a money pit. It's just a drain. I liked living in California, but it was a drain when I lived in California. It was beautiful because every weekend you could go hiking, you could go skiing, you could go diving, you could just hang out at the beach or go and do something else up and down the coast. I mean, really. But the problem is the expense to live there, and now it's worse. And he's right. Four cities going down the drain to bankruptcy. Whew. California's, yeah. Somebody said to me the other day, you know, maybe if we just kind of cut California out and gave it back to Mexico, then we could cut away some of our debt. Oh, they got their own problems. And trust me, most of it is on Californians' backs, not so much on the federal government anyway. So you know what to do. If you want to vent or send me a note, go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.